Paul Marsh on 93.7 Express FM, and I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by a bit of a local legend, or he's certainly on his way to becoming a local legend. Harvey J. Dodgson, how's it going, mate?
All good, Paul. How are you? All right.
I'm really good. I've been wanting to get you in the studio for so long now because I've been on Express FM since June, and obviously we play a lot of local music as well as the local music show, and I just hear your music so often. And I love it.
Thank you very much.
It's so good. And then on top of that, seeing you at Victorious last year was phenomenal. But we're going to get into that in just a second. What I want to talk about first is, if you can, let's talk about 2022. But let's try and take it back to like the start of 2022, if you can. What, you know, it was a huge year for you. So how did it start?
It started kind of getting those festival bookings and gig dates in, as well as we had the idea to start releasing more music. I think I had two songs out then, so not a lot. And it's to kind of wrap them all up into the first EP, which is almost like chapter one of Harvey J. Dodgson. And just looking to play as many gigs as possible, get the name out as much as possible. We had a big summer lined up, so it was all kind of rather exciting at the beginning.
So it was planned. It didn't all just happen off the cuff. It was planned. You did, even like you say, at the time you only had a couple of tracks out, and you did think, right, this is the year to release more music. We're going to get on the festival circuit. We're going to do local shows.
Yeah, it was definitely a kind of a big year, the biggest year that I've had in terms of music. Kind of wanting to really get a foothold in the ladder. I've been playing local shows, but I wanted to branch out. Just play as many places as we can.
So let's talk about some of the gigs you did. We talked about a big one that we're going to talk about in a second, but also you played a lot of supporting gigs, really.
Yes.
Like you say, obviously sort of quite new into the scene coming into it. You played a lot of supporting gigs. You played the Wedge, which is always a great place. If you're any Portsmouth artist, that's where you want to go.
No,
you want to go and play the Wedge.
Yeah.
So how was that? You were supporting the lottery winners.
That was it. Yeah, no, that was class. I'd played a couple of times there before, but this one, it was sold out.
Yeah.
And obviously, lottery winners are great guys and do some great music, and that dragged a lot of people there. So it was definitely a pleasure to be on the same stage as them and on the Wedge as well, playing to a sold out.
And how did that come about, supporting them?
I think it got down to a couple of acts, and I think they had the choice to choose. So again, very honoured to be the ones they picked. Yeah.
Well, that's great in itself when you hear about the actual main act are choosing you to be, rather than a management or, you know, it's a deal or whatever, that type of a thing. Which, don't get me wrong, is always great as well. But when you're actually chosen, that's pretty special, isn't
it?
Yeah,
definitely.
And then obviously, I'm not sure how big of a fan you are, but then obviously your music made it onto the TV.
Yeah,
we got Oxygen on Love Island.
That is the one, personally, I don't watch the show myself.
No, me neither.
I did watch that episode and, you know, drag my family to watch it as well.
Whilst we don't watch it, there are quite a few million people that do watch it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very grateful that it got on there, and I got a lot of feedback from that, which is great. That boosted the song, got more people to listen to it. I mean, to be fair, not something that I'd normally watch, but after the song came on quite early in the show, and then it got later, and I was like, I'll kind of stay around.
Did you get into it? Did you watch any more?
I didn't watch any more after that. No, I thought I'd be more productive with my time. But no hate to people who do watch it.
No, do you know what? I've got so many friends, and I give them so much stick for watching it. And they were, no, you should watch it. It's brilliant. I can't do it personally, but I completely understand why people do watch it, and they do get completely addicted. Right, so let's talk about the big one, of course, playing at Victorious.
What was
that like?
I do actually say that was one of the best days of my life, because it was obviously being a hometown festival, because I was born in Portsmouth. Played there a couple of times on some of the smaller stages, which is brilliant. You know, it's such an honour to play. And then when I was told I was being played on the Castle stage opening up, which is the second biggest stage of the festival, that I've, you know, gone and watched people there the year before, watching Nile Rodgers and people there, and kind of looking up at that and say, one day I really want to play that. And then it happened the next year, and I was blown away. Every day I thought about that for months, and then it came around, and I always like to, you know, go below expectation. You know, oh, there might be 100 people there, that would be wicked. You know, I don't want to get my hopes up too much. And we set up, went backstage, and it's nearly our time to come on, had a little peek. And there was just the whole front was full. There's people obviously on the hill. It was 12 o'clock, it's midday, it's quite early. But I think by the time we finished, there was, I think people were saying like 3,000 or 4,000 people kind of watching, which was just, for me, like playing to at most maybe 300 people. That was just, it was crazy.
It's mad. I was there. I saw the whole thing. It was absolutely phenomenal. And what I loved, like you say, what was great, I mean, because I think when you catch the early slots at a festival, I think a lot of people do wander around and they kind of go and take two or three songs from this artist and then they'll go and watch a little bit on this stage and they'll have a little mooch around to see what they like. What I loved is that people were coming over clearly to have a little mooch. Oh, there's a local artist playing on the Castle stage. Let's go and watch a couple of tracks and see what it is.
Right.
And they stayed.
Oh, really?
And they stayed, and that was what was brilliant. I love the fact that you took it all in your stride. You weren't fazed by it at all. You looked the part. I think it was absolutely fantastic.
I do appreciate that. Yeah, definitely a day to remember. Yeah.
So coming from like choosing the music and everything else and what you wanted to do on stage, was that a difficult decision or was it like, no, let's give them something to remember?
It was kind of like me and the bands, but we all knew it was, you know, this is the biggest thing. It was the biggest stage, which is great because I love moving around on the stage. So it was a laugh for me. But no, like every gig we try and give it 110% and go out. We have more or less the same set list, which we've kind of worked on over the last year that I've had a band behind me playing my stuff with me. And of course we just went out and gave it our absolute all. But also it's that thing of not going over the top. You've still got to make it look like you're giving 100%, 110%, but actually you're kind of giving 80% and you're remembering to your like, posture and your breathing and stuff like that. So there's a lot going on behind the scenes in my head, but of course, give it the best.
Well, look, I'll tell you a very quick story and then we're going to play a track. So, I'm going to show my age here. I remember going back into something like 2010, maybe 2011. Tiny Temper, before he was big, came down and played at, which is no longer there, Bar Blue and Tantrum, I think it was called, underneath. Okay. And he'd had a couple of minor little hits, nothing special. And he came down and he literally played to about 50 people, something like that. Mm. Not many people at all. Yeah. And he played like he did his whole show like he was in front of thousands of people.
Really?
Nothing changed one little bit, whether he was in front of 50 people or 50,000 people. He did the same show. And I looked at that and I thought, that's going to be a guy that makes it, because there's no, oh, I was expecting a couple of hundred people and there's only 50, so I'm going to put in half the effort.
He
put in more effort. Mm. And I guarantee you, all those 50 people that were there that day went and bought the albums, went and bought the singles, went and saw him live when he did Portsmouth Guildhall and everything else like that.
That's built for the bigger stages almost. He knew himself, he had the belief.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
2022 was a big year for you. Mm. Can it be topped? Can it be topped? This is the big question. What have we got lined up for 2023?
I hope, and I've prepared everything so that I'm aiming to make it a bigger year. I want, you know, take every year as it is, but keep pushing forward and keep going. So I've got lots in the pipeline, lots of stuff that I've been working on in the last year, which is new music. The second EP, which is almost a chapter two of Harvey J. Dodgson, which was kind of the prelude to that was Tell Me. So that's kind of the direction I'm going. And starting to get gig bookings and things. I've also got my debut headline show on April the 7th, and that's at The Loft in Portsmouth.
How does that feel?
I'm excited.
Because every other sort of gig you've done, you know that there's somebody coming on after you.
Mm.
This is the one now. You finish at 10:55.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing else after.
No.
How does that feel?
It feels good. It's been years that I've been gigging, and it's great supporting people, and I'm really thankful for all the chances. But now it's kind of, you know, first headline gig, the main act is myself, which is brilliant. It's a chance to really kind of see how many people we can get along, try and sell it out even, and then just play knowing that I have the whole room, you know, all focused on that, and that's my chance to get the music out, make them enjoy it as much as possible and put on the best performance I can.
Well, you know that we're going to support it, not only on my show here, but also Express FM in general.
Thank you.
We will 100% support it. Now, this is always my favourite part when I talk to people and we look forward, is what information can you give me? What are you allowed to give me? Can you give me dates and things like that? Let's talk firstly music.
Uh-huh.
You're recording an EP.
Yeah.
Are we? What sort of date, what sort of time are we looking at for a release on that? Because I asked you if you had any new music and you said not quite yet.
I probably can't say a date, but I will say that next month will be the next single.
February?
That's the one, yeah.
Wow, okay.
February, that will be
so
the
we don't
single.
Have long to wait at all?
No, it's coming sooner than you think. Yeah, we're just getting it prepared all behind the scenes and then we'll be ready to go.
Okay, well, that's exciting. So that's going to be the first single from the new EP. And then what about the whole EP? Hopefully around the summertime, just before the summer?
Just before the summer, yeah.
Just in time for the festivals?
Yeah, I would say so. We want to get them out. So it will be, yeah, there's not just one song. There's a bit more coming.
That's what we like to hear. And now we are talking festivals. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you can give us? Are you allowed to give us about any summer appearances?
At the moment, no. But we will...
Always makes a great interview. At the moment, yeah. There's absolutely nothing I can tell you.
I do apologise. No. Yeah, but keep your ears out. Keep your ears out, definitely.
But, you know, there's a big festival in Portsmouth that you did okay at last time.
Yeah.
Might you be there again?
I would love to be there.
You would love to be there.
100%.
That's what we like to
find a way.
And what about other festivals? So, I mean, obviously, Victorious is the main festival. It's the hometown festival. But what about other festivals? You know, you've got the likes of Glastonbury and what have you, but there's so many festivals that go on through the UK.
Yeah.
Are you in talks to do anything else?
Yeah, potentially. I mean, the last couple of years we did... Me and the band did Isle of Wight Festival,
okay,
which was as well as just enjoying the weekend, you know, away. That was brilliant, and the whole experience of kind of going to, you know, you get the ferry, so you kind of think, oh, this is a bit exciting, you know, it's a bit different.
Did you take your passport?
not quite. I think most of us leave our passports lying around and lose them, to be honest. But yeah, that's exciting. We played again the last couple of years, 110 Above Festival. It's in Leicestershire. That's always a great laugh. We played live at Leeds, things like Great Escape in Brighton, so that would be cool. As many as we can. Yeah,
it's great. It's so great to hear. I'm so excited that it's all going well for you.
Thank you.
You know, because you see, obviously there are a lot of artists and you wish everybody well, but there's certain artists that you see and you go, I really hope that guy or girl does well. You know, I really want to give them that little extra push, and you are definitely one of those people that I want to see succeed. And it's great when, even outside of Express FM, because, you know, there are other radio stations, of course, even outside of Express FM, I've seen you've been getting a lot of love, so that is really, really good to see.
It means a lot. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that.
Right, thanks for coming in, Harvey. I really do appreciate it.